In Rutland, Democrats picked up a House seat in the city, and they won an elusive Senate seat in Rutland County, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Democrat William Knott beat Republican Beth Fleck to flip a Rutland City House seat previously held by Republican Doug Gage. Rutland resident Cheryl Hooker wrangled another victory for the Democrats by winning back a hotly contested Senate seat. Republicans have controlled all three Rutland County Senate seats since 2014, and Hooker, who served before in both the House and Senate, admits this victory was hard won.
I think everybody is vested, all parties are vested now in having a voice. So it makes it harder when everybody knows that they need to let their voice be heard.
But that's kind of a good thing.
It is a good thing. It means democracy is alive and well in Vermont, even though it may be under attack in other places. So, yahoo! I'm thrilled.
Republican Brian Collamore, the lone incumbent, won the most votes in the Senate race. Republican James McNeil, who's previously served in the House, came in third. Collamore says he's thrilled to be heading back to Montpelier and believes he and McNeil's minority party status will be vital there.
It is important that we continue, I think, to at least be able to say in a committee, hey, wait a minute, let's think about this a little bit. Is this good for what we want to do for the state? I mean, I think all legislation is better when you get both sides of the issue. And really, I think that's our function, is to question people.
In other Rutland County races, Republican Carl Anderson beat Andrew Costello for probate judge, Gene Colluti beat David Lewis for assistant judge, and Stephen Bernard won the race for county sheriff. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.